So yes, here in the studio, I am joined with Antoinette Oglethorpe, who is raising money for the national charity, which provides advice and support for people with progressive supranuclear palsy and funds research in the terminal condition. So I was, you know, obviously I did my research and I printed off some information. But for people out there who are listening who don't know what PSP is, could you please tell us a bit more about the condition?
Yeah, it's a fatal brain condition. So it's a situation where degeneration happens in the nerves starting in the brain. So it means that people's functions break down and they lose their ability to walk, they lose their ability to talk, they lose their ability to swallow, to see, everything really. So it's really quite debilitating for people.
Because it says here that it's difficult to diagnose initial early symptoms because they resemble Parkinson's disease and Alzheimer's, motor neurone disease and multiple system atrophy. Is that right?
Yes.
So it's unknown where this sort of symptom, where it all comes from.
Absolutely. I mean, that's the reason that research needs to be done into it. No one knows what causes it. There's no known cure for it. There's no known treatment even. So unlike Parkinson's, where actually there are at least some drugs and things that help people that have the condition, there's actually nothing that is known to treat PSP. They are researching different drugs and different methods to help people that have the condition.
Quite
often it is misdiagnosed, and especially it typically affects people over the age of 40.
Right.
So it tends to be elderly people, and you know, all those conditions you mentioned are possibilities, so it does quite often get misdiagnosed.
So do you know what symptoms people should look for in order to identify this, if they would have it, possibly?
The condition of progressive supranuclear is about an area in the brain that typically affects the eyes.
Right.
So one of the things that they look for is actually whether people can look down, with the eye movement rather than physically having to look down. And another symptom is falling, especially backwards. But it's quite complicated, and quite often the neurologists aren't very familiar with it either. Hence why awareness needs to be raised and research needs to be done into the condition.
So what made you choose to raise money for this charity in particular?
Well, my father had it, and it didn't really get diagnosed until very late. So actually it was probably only about 6 months before he passed away that progressive supranuclear palsy was mentioned. And it was when he had been taken into hospital with pneumonia, and they discovered that his swallowing function wasn't really working, so food had been going into his lungs.
So
he wasn't allowed to eat and drink after that, and they peg fed him from that, means they put a tube into his stomach. And that was the first time it was mentioned that he probably had this condition. They had mentioned possibly Parkinson's before. They thought it was vascular. He had some dementia. He had various things going on. I mean, he had poor eyesight, he was losing his ability to see, and so he was being seen by lots of different departments in different hospitals. Eventually worked out that it was probably PSP causing the range of different symptoms.
So you are going to run the Virgin London Marathon along with 100 other, are the other 100 runners going to be running for the same cause or different causes?
Yeah, no, okay. 100 people running for PSP.
So how did that all come about? Did just 100 people kind of get together and say, right, well, we know people who've been affected by this and that's what we're going to run for? Or did you have to join some sort of organisation? How did that come about?
Well, I think with the London Marathon, lots of charities get kind of guaranteed places, and they all have a certain number that they want to achieve. And for the PSP Association, the London Marathon's their biggest fundraising event. So I think they had 100 places. My husband and I are the most northern in England.
Okay.
after runners. So there's a lot of runners down south, and I believe there's 100 of us in total. So we all need to raise at least £2,000 each. Mm-hmm. So that should be £200,000 for the charity.
That's brilliant.
But their campaign starts on the day of the marathon, which is £1 million to beat PSP. So they want to raise £1 million in total. Mm-hmm. So still got a long way to go after the £200,000.
But you're doing your bit, which is brilliant. So how's the fundraising going so far?
Yeah, pretty good, actually. I'm very pleased. Mm-hmm. I've raised £2,528.
That's brilliant.
Obviously, as I'd like to raise as much as I possibly can, but I'm very pleased with that. And 10 days to go, 11 days to go.
Is it 11 days? So do you feel mentally prepared for this? Because this morning there was people talking about they were doing the Iron Man challenge or something like that, and they were saying, oh well, you've got to be physically prepared but mentally prepared. So do you feel that you're ready?
I'm very nervous, actually.
Have you never done
I've never done a marathon. I've done the Great North Run many times.
Okay.
But I've never got to the end and thought, oh great, I'll run back now.
Yeah.
And so this has been a real challenge. Mm-hmm. But, everyone says the atmosphere will carry you through, and my husband's very good at supporting me. Mm-hmm. So he's big og, I'm little og. He'll be like, come on, little og.
Will you be running alongside each other to sort of support one another, or are you just going to say, oh, stuff you, I'm going to run on ahead, I'm feeling great?
No, we're going to run together.
Yeah, well, it's very admirable, because, I mean, I've never done the Great North Run, but I've stood on the bridge a couple of times and watched the people go past, and I always think, oh, I should really do that next year. So, you know, obviously you've been doing a lot of training.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you have a rough idea of the time? Are you not really bothered about the time? Are you more just bothered about raising the money?
I'm not really bothered about the time. Mm-hmm. I think my husband might get a little bit more competitive about that. But I think around the 4.5 hour mark, it would be good. But I just want to finish it, really. Just want to complete it and not die at the end.
I don't think you will. I just think you'll be severely hydrated and probably desperate for a glass of wine.
Yes.
So what other kinds of awareness are you trying to raise so people can understand more about PSP?
Well, there is a support group locally that meets in Stannington, the Morpeth support group. The charity tell me that there are 380 sufferers of PSP in this region, but only 120 of them are in contact with the charity. Mm-hmm. So if there are other sufferers of PSP in the region, obviously, it'd be great if they got in touch with the charity, because I think there's a lot of support that they can provide. Mm-hmm. They have an internet forum, Health Unlocked, which is very helpful for people.
Right.
Just knowing that the charity's there and that they can provide support and advice for people that are suffering and raise awareness and finance that we can try and do some research into this. And
so what's the website for that?
Treatment. It's PSPEUR.org.
Right, we'll put all that information on the website as well. So if people want to sponsor you with your London Marathon, I feel like I want to play the Rocky music for you, and that'll keep you going. How can they do so?
Okay, so my Just Giving page is www.justgiving.com /Antoinette, which is Antoinette -Oglethorpe, which is Oglethorpe.
Mm-hmm. Right, good, excellent. So are there any other details that people can get in contact with, any of their phone numbers or anything?
I think that's the main one. They're probably best with the website. If they need to phone the charity, the number is 01327 322 419.
Right, so there's lots of information out there, and that we can, if people out there have any, if they know anyone, or if they might potentially have something themselves. So will you be running for the same organisation next year? Are you planning ahead, or are you just going to see how it's going to go?
I don't think I'll be running another marathon after this one. This is my plan, and I think having tapped everyone up for money this year, I think I better leave everyone alone after this.
Have a bit of a break.
Yeah.
But I think your dad would be very proud, and I think it's great that you're doing it for such a good cause, and an unknown cause as well, something that a lot of people don't really know much about. Because I think there's a lot of sort of cancer charities out there, which I think is important to give money to and raise awareness for, but there's also a lot of other illnesses that, you know, people have to think about, you know.
And it's a really small charity, so they need all the help they can get.
So with the £1 million, what kind of awareness can they, what research and awareness can they do with that? Just
I think the main thing is trying to see if they can identify any patterns as to what the causes might be.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, you know, any drugs and treatment that can help alleviate them.
Right. Well, thank you very much for coming in. I really appreciate you talking to me. And good luck. Round of applause. If you want to donate any money to Antoinette's cause, PSP, the Progressive Supranuclear Palsy, you can do so. I'll put all the information on the website. And I hope you do it. And, well, of course you're going to do it. But I hope you do a great job and get all the money that you want. And I hope you have a good day when you do. It'll be really fun.
Thank you very much.
Thanks. Through the afternoon with Lionheart Radio.